This is radio station WTLS in Tallahassee.
Heard that before, haven't we?
Who was that?
Who was that masked lady?
Mama. No, Grandma. That Betty. I don't know what they call me. You know, we never did say too much about who we were. It's just that we'd been here so long they knew.
Of course, Betty Butler, my grandmother here now, who's been in the WTLS family for a lot of years. You said you worked here 31 years, right?
Yep. In the family 56 years. But I have made application for a job so I could come back.
Paying real top dollar these days, too.
Well, if you pay me as much as I earned while I was there, you can afford me.
Yeah, somebody called, you might remember, Letha Webster, and she wanted to hear if Happy and Menace were still around, how they were doing.
Happy is a whatnot at my house. And Menace is a Menace, you know, the personality that Menace has, he looked like someone tore his arm off. I still have Menace, but Happy is happily, and he holds little dolls. And I have him sitting in the room that the kids play in. They want to play with him. But Happy's voice was actually Steve's voice, as was Merlin. You know, Merlin was on the air. He was
Merlin
sing.
Was the pooch.
He was the puppy dog that took calls from people who had lost dogs or were looking for dogs. And if we wanted to give them away, Merlin helped me give them away. I always remembered, you know, the things that would happen, or else I'd get something wrong. Somebody said that's wrong, or I'd be saying something I shouldn't say, and Mike Woodall call me, and he'd say, "Betty, your microphone's on." But I had fun. I enjoyed it. It was needed, and it helped Ned and I a lot. He got to go to the work for state. If I had a problem I couldn't handle, he was within 30 minutes of
it. It was amazing how quickly he could get from Montgomery to Tallahassee if we were doing something wrong on air.
But if you're with him and traveling with him, he goes speed limit.
Yeah. I recall Dr. Earl, when he was singing on the air, he was picking his records out, and he was into the middle of the Fifth Dimension, up, up, and away in a beautiful balloon and hitting high notes. And you were in the office, and I was in there just loving every minute of it. And I remember you thought it was very entertaining as well. And then that door came open very hard, and there he was, Big Ned. He wasn't too pleased.
He went by the rules. He had, you know, radio station takes on the person's personality that runs it. And Ned had a personality. He did not deviate from the script. He did what the FCC said he had to do. And he, he loved it. He did good programming. But when he went to work for the state, he was going around getting people big jobs for the state and politicking for George Wallace and doing things like that. And I talked him into going to work for the state and getting him one of those big jobs and let me run the station. And if I needed him, then all I had to do was call him. And we did that, and that worked. It worked good.
Betty Butler, Grandma.
This is radio station WTLS. Tallahassee.